Turning to news from Africa now, and heavy fighting between insurgents and Somali government troops killed at least two civilians in Mogadishu early today. Suspected Islamist-led rebels fired assault rifles and rockets at a base housing interim government soldiers in a slum in the centre of the city. Meanwhile, independent Shabelle Radio came under attack from government soldiers yesterday and remained off the air following further threats. Leonard Vincent from Reporters Without Borders in Africa told us more about the situation.
What we know is that troops of the government have been taking place around the building of Radio Shabelle, and the government says that there is no specific operation targeted against their radio. You have to understand that the radio is in the center of Mogadishu in a place where it is very chaotic. So we believe that there may be a big police operation against insurgents in the neighborhood, and that Radio Shabelle is placed in the midst of this this fighting. But yet there has been several threatening moves made by the government troops, so there may be also a will to suppress the broadcast of this radio and to avoid disturbing information being broadcast while the operation is going on. But yet again, this is only a hypothesis, and we are trying to assess the real situation on the ground. Now, the situation, the global situation in Mogadishu, of course, is not good. There has been several killings, at least seven this year. At least six of them were direct assassination of journalists who were targeted for their job.